In West Virginia, new thunderstorms rolled in this week, bringing flash flooding to a region already soaked through. Last week, the Central Appalachians were deluged. Floods and mudslides damaged thousands of homes and businesses in West Virginia, Virginia, and Kentucky. 9 people have died in West Virginia, 2 in Virginia, and several more people are still missing.
President Bush has declared 6 counties disaster areas. Mark Rigsby is a public information officer with the West Virginia Office of Emergency Services. He joins us by phone from Charleston, West Virginia. Mr. Rigsby, describe these rains and floods that have hit West Virginia.
Well, what I've seen is pure destruction. We saw people digging through 2 feet of mud in their home. We saw homes taken off of their foundation. We saw desperation on people's faces. We saw the hopelessness, I guess you could say.
What were people telling you? How were they responding?
Well, they were taking this in stride, I guess, in that they had just received a very large amount of flood damage last year. And they know the drill now. Last year, as you know, we had considerable flooding in the same area, which was considered a 100-year event. This year, we broke those record levels. We visited the same small communities and towns as we did last year that just got over cleaning up and rebuilding from the last flood, and they get hit with another much more destructive flood less than a year later.
How many people have been affected?
Based upon our preliminary damage assessments, we had roughly 680 homes that were affected. We had probably 1,100 homes with minor damage, another 900 with major damage, and right around 250 homes and businesses that have been destroyed. It's incredible what a flood can do. It has no mercy.
What's your very first priority now? Is it getting housing for people and getting people fed, or getting kids
Sure.
back to school?
Right. Well, our priority, first of all, is to support the search and rescue efforts for the people who are still missing. There are 4 people that are still missing in McDowell County. The other priorities we have now: food, clothing, shelter, for people that have just lost everything that they own. We're doing everything that we can right now on the state level to organize our resources, organize our state agencies, organize the effort to get the help where it's needed. And right now there's a great need.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Mark Rigsby is a public information officer with the West Virginia Office of Emergency Services. He joined us from Charleston, West Virginia.